cruising Saturday morning music.
Our On the House topic this Saturday morning is going paperless in your home. We talked about digital home management, inventorying your home with a new app we've licensed. It's rosieonthehouse.com/app, but there's a lot of other things you can do in your home to go paperless. Jennifer's been playing with a new toy this week.
I have. Dad's been hiding his piles from me, Romy.
Jennifer,
his mini piles.
Jennifer decided her quickest way to go paperless at our house was to divorce me.
No, I did not. We don't say that word at our house.
Or recycle.
Well, so in just looking at this whole topic,
I like a paper trail.
I know. So the article talks about boomers and their paper trails, but it's really fun. I bought this little Doxy scanner, and a lot of us have scanners on our regular printers, but you have to be kind of tied to that room to do it. You know, you're in the room, but this little Doxy is just about 15 inches wide, and then 2 inches cube, if you can picture that. And you charge it through your computer. You buy it, and it's really easy to set up. If I say it's easy, Romy, confirm that it's easy. So depending on your age, you know, a lot of people older than I am think I'm really smart. And then all the young people I work with think, man, what an old lady. So, but with this one, it was really slick. So you just open the box, you plug it in, charge it, and then you just grab a pile of papers and start scanning it through, and it puts it right into your computer. And so then you can file it in your computer. So I took our vet file and just downloaded it all into the computer, and now you can just click on there, and there it is. And you can also, it also has an app. You can do cloud storage as well, right from your app on your phone. So that's one way to really clear up your paper piles. I mean, we still have to save tax stuff for 7 years of boxes, and instead of that, you have 7 little files on your computer. Don't you like the sound of that?
I like the paper trail.
Roman, I'm not going to get anywhere. You want to hold this conversation with me?
I mean, Jennifer took over the bill paying at our house, I don't know, 15 years ago. But I would take the check stub and staple it to the invoice and file it. I don't know. I think at one time I probably had 12 years worth of APS.
So important.
It's you know, it's just the way I was raised. I mean, it's just what you got to have.
I started doing that at one point, but I went back and I'm like, I went to file it. I'm like, why do I have years of electric bills in this box? I'm like,
what would you ever use that
exactly
for?
So it all got burnt.
Well, and you know, Rosie likes to keep his APS bills because he likes to compare how we're doing on these energy and the super cooling and all that. But really, it's all stored on their website
need, like,
as well.
1 year to the next year,
right? And you can find that they tell you right on your bill compared to this time last year. You know, you can just look right there, and then you can go on your portal, and they can store it all for you, right, Rosie?
Mm.
You buying in, babe?
I still subscribe to a newspaper that gets delivered that I can open and read in my hands.
And, Roma, you've kind of gotten hooked on that, too, I've noticed. You liked having the physical paper.
Well, I never read the paper online. I can't read a ton of articles online. And it's funny, when you get the paper, you can type in the exact headline that's on the physical newspaper if you're trying to share the story with somebody else into their newspaper's website, and the article almost never comes up.
You know what else about that, too? I think reading it online, especially on your phone, you get the news that somebody feeds you. Somebody else has decided what's most important to look at. And with the newspaper, you can kind of go through it. And the visual is fun. So I did include some links on our blog to great. So you can go on this website. And there's a couple of them listed for you. One is DMA Choice. And you go on there. I did it. It's really slick. You sign in and you can choose to subscribe or unsubscribe from any catalog. They have pages of listings. You can just say opt out of all catalogs. And what that does for you is from now going forward, I think it takes a couple months to kick in, but going forward, you can't be on any new catalog list that you haven't signed up for. You'll be removed. And if you get ones you don't want, you go in there and specifically say unsubscribe, and they send an email for you. So with the holidays coming up, it's a really important time to do that because, man, how many catalogs do you get in your mailbox for Christmas? A ton. Anything you've ever even thought about shows up in your mailbox. Do you know what, though? I've tried to verify these numbers, but let me just tell you kind of the general feeling out there about what junk mail does to the environment. In the U.S., 100 billion pieces of junk mail are delivered.
In the U.S. or in our house?
In the year. Well, actually, that
boils... It feels like our house.
That boils down to about 848 pieces per household, which I could probably verify. Oh, I think that's... And that's 41 pounds a year per household. And most of that ends up in the landfill, and then 100 million trees are lost to do that. And how many times do you walk straight to the mailbox, and the only thing left in there, especially if you've gone paperless on your bills, the only thing in there is junk mail, and you go straight to the recycle and throw it in?
Most of my mail still goes to a post office box, and when I pull my mail out and I turn around and I'm going to walk out, there's a trash can. And it's always overflowing with the same thing. Everyone just throwing all the advertisements and the junk mail. You know, it that's as far as it goes, right there to the trash can.
Well, even if you feel better about yourself for putting it in the recycle bin, you know, a lot of recycling is going away. We're going to be talking about that on our blog next week, actually on our hashtag. But, you know, some of the cities are losing money with their recycle programs, so there won't be any. So the best thing to do is go on one of these websites. You can find them on our blog this week. If you get the newsletter, you go right to your newsletter. I'll put it out on Facebook. But you put your name in there, and it cost me $2 to sign up and be able to do that.
And you really scrubbed your machine.
Which machine, honey?
The computer. All the cookies that were in there, that were sending all these emails to you.
Chocolate chip or lemon?
Yeah, you have to really... You know, I think a lot of us just jump on the computer and we just use it, but it really takes time and effort to scrub it and keep things clean, or else your name is out there on everything and you get everything. That's a whole other topic, is cleaning up your computer.
Well, one of the great things about scanning a lot of the material is it is then in a secondary secure location should something happen. Mm-hmm. We did at one time have an unknown leak in the laundry room, which leaked into a portion of my library, and some fairly important documents and really, really nice books.
And how about Julia's wedding album?
And Julia's wedding album, that you know, we lost the original condition of them because of a moisture situation in one little corner of the laundry room.
Well, it's a great way to back up your photo library. I have to say they weren't quite as clear and crisp as I like them. But it is a great way to have copies of everything. And then if you are going to go paperless on your bills, you should make, so to live on your computer. And then also there's a little SIM card that put in the Doxy, and you can have that information on that SIM card as well. And you can store that like in your safe or even at the office, so it's not in the same place. So you have multiple backups that aren't paper. Am I convincing you?
No, not yet. Maybe with a few categories of stuff, but I don't know that I'll ever go paperless. I mean, I start every morning, except Sunday morning, getting up, and I have a legal pad of yellow paper. And everybody that knows me never sees me without that pad of paper. It goes everywhere as I go. And I start the day. Here are the phone calls that need to be made. Here are the things that need to be done. Now, I know you can do all that on your computer. It just, I like my pad of paper.
I do too. I love
Shame
a pen and paper.
Me.
But, you know, but there's a lot of things that you just don't need that for, like your bills and stuff. But I do think there's a lot of magazines probably you get that wouldn't have to be in paper. But there's certain magazines like Arizona Highways, or Edible Baja, or Tucson, or Phoenix Home and Garden, that you certainly want to be able to just sit and page through them and enjoy them.
For sure.
It's always a tradition to get the Sunday paper and a couple of donuts and a cup of coffee and just hold the physical paper and go through it, read articles, fold it up.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I grew up doing.
Oh.
And I still do.
Yeah.
And how much of that goes in the trash before you even start all the ads in the middle?
I just get one paper a week.
Yeah.
Don't tell them.
You can enjoy it, Gary. Don't feel guilty.
Well, the one paper a week strategy used to be great because the Sunday paper was a recap of everything that you were told Monday through Friday. But it doesn't seem to be quite that way so much anymore.
Yes, especially with the technology. You know, the old days, old days, maybe a few years ago. You know, Sunday paper had comics. It also had a little section, like the what it used to be called a parade section. USA Today has a little entertainment section. And coupons. But now that's all thrown digital as well. You can go online, find the coupon you want, either scan it or get the UPC barcode. And so the Sunday paper is not as thick as it used to be.
So, Jennifer, at our house, what's the next thing you're going to go paperless with?
I'm just going to start going through that file drawer and just creating a year-by-year.
Your file drawer. Right, on your side of the office.
That's right.
Right, okay.
You know, and if somebody's really interested in learning, there's a lot of different ways to learn. YouTube has every video you could ever want. I mean, you can go in there and learn how to learn use the Doxy scanner. You could learn how to, go get rid of junk mail. You can do anything on YouTube.
And that Doxy scanner, what did that cost you?
It was like $150.
Yeah.
And it's a little battery. Rechargeable.
I think I'm going to need one of Armor K9 dogs stationed right at my desk.
Well, you know what, Rosie? Computers aren't going away. So if people are interested, you know, you can take a class at your local college or online or, you know, it's just really a handy skill to have.
So how do you learn how to get online to take an online class?
Well, then you call your grandchildren or your children.
Get them set up for
or
you.
A good friend, yeah. Have somebody walk you through it. Most people are happy to share that information once.
You know, there's something in me that feels like I'm losing some amount of privacy when everything about me is posted out there. And I whipped out a checkbook to write a check at a retail store the other day, and the kid didn't even know what I was doing.
Well, storing documents isn't necessary.
Yeah, he had to call his manager over and say, hey, this guy's...
I haven't seen that kind of paper before. There's this other kind that's green and has a president on it.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
Man.
We got a couple more things on going digital in your home or... Maybe not necessarily going digital, but going paperless. You know, like you said, a lot of that, it's not like we want junk mail delivered digitally now. We just don't want to deliver it at all.
Right. We have some great websites, the DMA Choice, the opt out pre-screen also will help you get rid of insurance and credit card solicitations. Catalogs Choice help you get rid of all those catalogs. So there's just some great ways to get in there and get that stuff out of your mailbox.